Today's Amud is Nedarim Gimel Amud Beis, and we are on the very top line of Gimel Amud Beis. So, again, we're discussing the source of Yados from the Mishnah. So, more asks like this: Leman da Amir Dibra Torah Kilosh Bani Adam. According to the one who holds that the Torah speaks in the normal way that people talk, and therefore you really can't learn anything extra from that phrase of Lindor Neder, right? But Nozer Lahazir, and then that pasuk of Nozer Lahazir, that phrase, Dorish Lasos Yados Naziros Kinaziros, he learns that to make and use a Yad, that incomplete statement of Naziros, that counts and you really are Nazir, Shah Naziros Chal Al Naziros Menole. So how does he learn out the extra concept that we ended off last time, of Naziris can be chal on top of another? In other words, that a person could make consecutive periods. It's a discussion later on Yud Ches that Ran points out, is to get into the actual dynamics. We'll discuss it more, Mitzvah Shem, when we get there. But basically it means that a person says two expressions of Naziris, that one takes place right after the other. So how does he learn that out? If you're learning this, so Hanicha, this would work out Isavir Le Kemanda Omer A Naziris Chal on Naziris. So if he holds you can't have such a concept, you can't have multiple periods of Naziris either, you know, subsequently, so then there's no question over here because he doesn't hold from this whole concept. He doesn't have, you can't ask somebody where you derive a concept that you don't agree from. Fine, that's good. Ella, but Isavir Le Kemanda Omer Naziris Chal on Naziris Minole. So if he does hold from this idea that you could have one Naziris after another, so then what's he going to learn out from? He doesn't have that. So he answers, name a crawl. The pasuk could have said Lizor. The pasuk doesn't say Li. It could have said that. My, why does it use the word Lehazir? So Shema Minatarti. So from the fact that it used the word Lehazir with the hey instead of just Lizor, so you learn out the two halachas from that. First, you learn out that Yados for Naziris is like Naziris, right? And you learn out that Naziris is Chal upon Naziris. So, over here, what exactly is the difference? So, the Ran is about 14, 15 lines down. The Ran says, Le Makra Lizor Mai Lehazir. So, the Ran says, really, really, there's no difference between these two expressions. What does the Ran say? Lo Shehe Shum Hefresh Ben Lizor Lehazir. In terms of grammar, it doesn't mean anything different. Why? Shahari hahei nivlasi, it's absorbed, become a koma, like you find many times. Okay, can ashkikan, right? Dod, hanid, lahashmi, lahamid. Okay, fine. Ella, havele michtab dumya dinedarim. No, what it would have meant is that the nozer is written the same way by nedarim, dechsiv lindor. So kachnir be'enai. So according to the Ran, it emerges, he holds that there's no real difference between the two phrases. The one who argues on the Ran is the Rashash. The Rashash says, no, these are two different things. Lizor is the binyan kal, and lehazir is the binyan hifil. So according to the Rashash, the taki is a difference in what the words would really mean. Okay, continues the Gemara, about Marova Amri, in the Marova is the west, because they're written in Bavel. Bavel is present-day Iraq, so when you offer to Eretz Yisrael, refer to it as in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, but Marova Amri, istana demapik le, liyados min lindor neder. There is a Tana who learns out Yados from the phrase Lindor Neder. The East Tana demapik le min kichol hayoytzi mipiv yase. He learns out from this pasuk. So again, if you're learning out this would be talking on the idea of whether Dibur Torah Kelashon B'nei Adam or not, right? Okay, let's start the next subject over now. Amar Mar. We're going to discuss now what Yisurim learned from Nedarim to Naziris. Amar Mar. Uma Nedarim over b'bal yachil b'bal ta'achir. Just like by Nedarim, you can't yachil profane your word, b'al ta'achir, you can't postpone it. So bishleim b'bal yachil, I understand the concept of b'al yachil you could find such a case of that. Kigon, for example, the Omer kikar ze oichel. I'm going to eat kikar zo oichel. I'm going to eat this kikar is a loaf of bread. Velo achlan, you didn't do it. Okay, so in that case, over mishum bal yachil devarim, you didn't keep your word. Ella bad bal yachil to naziris, but to be, you know, not to keep bal yachil for naziris to profane it. Heich mashkachas law. How could you find that? Kaved Omer Harini Nazir, once the person says, I am a Nazir, Havalei Nazir. That's it. It sets in. Right? So, Ochel Kam Le B'Bal Yochel. If he eats, then he gets, he's Chayav for B'Bal Yochel. Shos, if he drinks, Kam Le B'Bal Yishte. He violated, drinks wine, right? And then, so Omer Rava, right? So, So I mean, just to speak this out, so how could that ever happen? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Lavor Alav Bishnayim. Really, you're going to be chayev for two things, two separate prohibitions. What does the Rambam bring this down? The Rambam says in Nezirus, Perak Aleph Beis, Over V'galach Onitma. If he got a haircut, or he became tame, or ochel migefin hayayin, he eats grapes. Hareze loikeshtaim. The nose is going to get two sets of malchus. Why? Achas v'shum lo yachad devaro. That's our Gemara. He was profaned his word. Shekolel kol hanedorim. That includes all nedorim. The achas and the second set of malchus that this guy is going to get mishum dover sheover alav midvarim sheasurin isur meyuchad al hanozir, because he had a special unique prohibition by the nozir that he didn't keep. So that's how you could have such a thing. That's what Rava said. The avar alav bishnayim. So the Gemara asks now, how could you find delaying your Naziris? Again, same idea. Once the guy says, I'm a Nazir, have a Nazir, that's it. Once you eat, you get punished for Baal Yochel. The Omer must be, the guy says, Nazir. When I want to be a Nazir, that's when it'll kick in. So now he doesn't become a Nazir immediately. So E Amar, but if he says Lichesh Eretz, when I want to be it, Lake Baal Ta'achir, right? There's no particular time you have to do it, so there's no Baal Ta'achir on this. There's no delaying. So Amar Rava Kigon to Amar Lo Efter Min Ha'Olam Ad Shehe Nazir. Now he says a little bit of Dashan Lashon. I'm not going to leave this world without becoming a Nazir. Now, no one knows. Everyone should be healthy and live to a ripe old age. But nobody knows when the time is going to come, when they're going to leave this world, right? Demin hahi shaita havelei nazir. So the nazirus kicks in right away. Needed a havei halimir leishto. This is the same concept we find if a person would say to his wife, hareze gitech sha'achas kodim misosi. This will be your get 1 hour before I die. So it's talking here about a woman who's married to a Kohen. So she's a Bas Yisrael, so the only reason that she's allowed to eat the Truma is because she's married to a Kohen. But he says, this is going to be your Gadamina, so she becomes Asur Echal Truma Miyad. She can't eat from this anymore. Amrina, we say, Kol Shata V'Shata Dilma Mayis. Right, so in that case, we don't know when the guy's gonna die. So therefore, she becomes Osir Hachinami. So too in our case, back to the Nazir, La'alter having Nazir, the guy's gonna become a Nazir immediately. Damrina Dilma Hashnamais. We don't know how much longer they're going to live. So therefore, the Nazirus would kick in immediately. Let's see these halachas in the Rambam. In Nazirus Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet HaOmer Lo Eftemin HaOlam Ad Shehe Nazir. Guy says, I'm not going to leave this world before I become a Nazir. Hareze Nazir Miyad. Becomes one immediately. Shema Yomo Sato. Maybe he's going to die right now. Vim Ichar Nazir also. Right? If he postpones it, Hareze Over Baal Ta'acher. Right? This is our Gemara. That if he postpones that, then at the end, like, L'shalmo Ve'ein Lokin Al Lav Zes. This is a Lav She'im B'maisa, so he's not going to get Malkus per se for this. And then what about the other case about the man who gives his wife a get? So Rambam in Perek Vav of Trumas goes through the outline of how a Ashes Bas Yisrael who marries a coin gets the privilege of eating it. So the Rambam writes here, this is the first halacha in Perek Tes. Halacha Aleph. Ha'isha ocheles b'truma ad shegia get liyoda. She's allowed to continue eating the truma while she's married to the Kohen until the get, the bill of divorce, reaches her hand. O liyad shlucha she'asasa l'kabola. Or into her shliach. So the shliach is really an extension of herself. So when the get reaches her shliach, she's at that point divorced. The kolzman doesn't reach her hand or her shliach's hand. She's allowed to continue eating the truma. If there's a doubt, we don't know what her status is, whether they get reached or not, can't eat it. A woman who made a shliach is also to eat it immediately. If she says, no, go meet my husband in Los Angeles, or she sets a certain place where she's supposed to go receive it, because Gemara talks about this, that it's designated one particular place. So we know there's some travel time involved, and therefore she would not be prohibited until the shliach actually reaches there. Shalcha shliach lehavi lo gita. If she sends a shliach to bring the get, ocheles betruma ad shegia get liyado. Here, it's just the shliach is not to on her acting on her behalf. The shliach is just like more extension of her husband. So the shliach is still in her husband's acting on his behalf until the shliach brings it. Once it reaches her hand, that's when she is officially divorced. That terminates her ability to eat the truma. Ha'omer le'ishtov, man says to his wife, hareze gitech sha'achas koda bisosi. If the man's a kohen, he says to his wife, this is your get 1 hour before leave this world. That's our gemara. Asura le'chol truma, bitruma miyad. It kicks in immediately. Because again, this is what we just saw. We don't know when the, what? When the person's going to die and therefore is going to usher his wife. Okay. Let's do one more example. Listen on the top of the daf, Dalid. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, he gives a new case of how you could have Baal Tachav and Naziris Kigon Dinodor Vehu Bebeis Hakvoros. So the person took a neder to become a nazir while they're in a cemetery. And since it's aser for a nazir to be in a Beis Kavoros, they can't be in the cemetery, his naziris doesn't come into effect until he leaves. And he has to be metayer himself. So if he delays that process, that would be an example of what? A Baal Tacher by the naziris. Well, the Rambam brings this down. Perek Vav Halacha Ches. He hung out many days in the cemetery. He gets malchus for the fact that he was in the cemetery. Now it's the second case of Baal Tacher by Naziris. Okay, and Mr. Shem, we made it onto Dalet Amud Aleph, and our next year we'll pick it up from there.